Blog Talk Radio.
Holy.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation. Tonight's episode is going to be on stupid laws in the U.S. that make absolutely no sense. So, like I said, there are so many laws in the U.S. that make absolutely no sense at all, and there are constant ones that are even more ridiculous than others. But I'll first of all discuss that after we do a small intersection of music by Avicii, Hey Brother. So I'll see you in 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker.
Promise. I'll be back in no time.
Hey guys, welcome back. We kind of extended the show a little bit because of a little bit of tech issues in the beginning. But anyway, like I said, stupid laws that make absolutely no sense. There are so many that could make even no sense to you at all, but some might even find them ridiculous. For example, there's a law in one of the states where you cannot cross a border while wearing a duck on your head. Like, seriously? What kind of an idiot would even make up a law like that? I mean, I already have a few links up that discuss several laws or dumb laws in the United States, 25 extremely bizarre laws, 50 U.S. laws that make no sense. There are so many that can be discussed in several episodes between all of us. I mean, I also have, let's see a good law that we can do. Those under 21 can drink legally, but they must be enrolled in a culinary program to do so. That is a weird law, to be honest. Wait, hold on. Here we go. A full description of the law. It's an Illinois law. Interesting. So those under 21 can drink legally, but they must be enrolled in a culinary. I kind of find this stupid, in my opinion. I mean, the drinking age is already 21, which is understandable because of, you know, reckless younger adults that we have now in this generation. So there could be more things happening now than they were back then. Another law that can be said would be like this. In San Jose and Sunnyvale, it is illegal for grocery stores to provide plastic bags. What? Okay, that's a really stupid law in my opinion. I mean, what kind of city makes it illegal for grocery stores to provide plastic bags? I mean, I see them all the time, so I don't understand what's the point of that. Hey, Lisa, what do you think about that kind of law, since you're here on the line?
Well, Patrick, I think it is kind of silly to just say that kids that are taking a culinary class can drink alcohol, because that means that people that are enrolled in a culinary class are more well-behaved than others. That doesn't make very much logical sense to me. I know here in Texas, you can drink alcohol as long as you have your parents' consent, and I think that makes more sense because, you know, a lot of times kids end up in college and have never really been exposed to alcohol and can kind of go nuts, you know?
Yeah, it's understandable. I mean, there's a lot of stupid reasons and things that can happen behind it, too, if you think about it.
Right. But don't kid yourself. Human nature has not changed, believe me. Though, when I was younger, the age of being able to buy cigarettes was 16 years old, and they raised it to 18. This was in North Carolina.
Wow.
But trust me, people at 16 are a lot less experienced in a lot of ways, but in another way, they're not that much more less experienced than an 18-year-old when it comes to these types of bad habits, you know?
Yeah, bad habits from a young age can affect you in the long run and could end up almost killing you.
Yes, and I think you made a good statement about, you know, kids not being ready for that kind of thing. I mean, nowadays you hear, oh, if it feels good, do it. But really, you know, I know people who, like, have cut themselves or have caused them their own self-harm because they say it makes them feel good. So does that mean we're supposed to say that's okay? You know
what
I mean?
There's a lot of reason behind that. I mean,
yeah,
it's really
sure.
Crazy with this generation nowadays that so much stuff has happened with that.
Right. So what other kind of silly laws have you found?
I have found a lot so far. Okay, you may not take a picture of a rabbit during the month of June in Wyoming. Okay, how does that make exact sense, in my opinion?
Hmm.
I mean, rabbits are wild either way, so I don't understand how it's illegal. Or how it makes no sense at all, to be honest. I mean, what kind of an... I don't even know where to start with this. I mean, what kind of an idiot would make a stupid law like that?
I don't know, but what time of year was it again?
You mean during the month of June in Wyoming.
Oh, wow. That is weird. I mean, I can understand it was like in the dead of winter and they made it out. They may have outlawed something like that because people were trying to take pictures and getting lost in snowstorms or something. But in June, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is just weird. Here's another one, and this is a law in Connecticut. It is illegal to walk across the street on your hands in Connecticut. Excuse me. I mean, that's a little weird in my opinion, but I don't understand how that's illegal in a way. What's
right.
your take on that?
I don't know. I think that's strange. That why would they even have to think of something like that? You know, like, was somebody, like, literally doing this? That's kind of weird. Like, if you walked on your hands all the time, the blood would rush to your head and you would eventually pass out. So that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's just really weird. And I'm just right now scrolling through different rules that still make no sense. Okay, you must be 18 years of age to play a pinball machine in South Carolina. Okay, where does that exactly kind of fall into play? I mean, yeah, I can see that in like a bar and whatnot, but that's kind of a different story. That is just weird.
Yeah, you would think that ping pong, or what did you say it was again?
Pinball machine.
Pinball. You would think that that would be for kids.
Well,
that is weird.
Well, it kind of depends, I guess, on where it is.
Some
may be in a bar, some may be in like a play, in like a stop and play, for example.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Or a bar, yeah.
So it kind of varies.
But, I mean, like,
place.
Do they even make those kind of games anymore?
Yeah, I still see them around.
Oh, okay. I need
I mean,
to get out
they used to be really popular back then, and I still see them around today.
Right. And I guess there is some kind of nostalgia for stuff like that, too, a market for that. But that is kind of weird that kids couldn't play. It would be against the law. Does it give you any of the punishments for breaking any of these laws, or does it just tell you the law?
No, that's what it's just telling me. I've three different tabs open with many different types of laws that make no sense. Like, here's another one. Putting salt on a railroad track may be punishable by death in Alabama. What?
Oh, we had
I mean,
just a comment on the last thing you were just talking about. Gambling purposes, a person in the chat room, actually, the founder, Mark, that was something he suggested. And
gambling?
But, yeah, for gambling purposes, it would be illegal for kids under 18 to play a pinball game. So I guess if
true.
It wasn't in a gambling place where you could earn money off of playing, then I guess they could play. I guess that's what he means by that. So what was the next one?
The one with putting salt on a railroad track may be punishable by death in Alabama. I don't understand how that makes sense. I mean, yeah, it may snow sometimes in the southern states, sometimes very rarely. For example, in Texas, Arizona, Alabama sometimes. I don't know. Could be crazy weather, but salt is also used on roads to prevent slipping and sliding just about everywhere across the road, right?
True, but it also causes erosion. But still, punishable by death seems pretty severe.
I agree. I mean, This is on steel railroad tracks. So if the wheels were to like spin and like while the train conductor was trying to stop and the train slides forward, that could be pretty bad and could cause an accident. So I think putting salt on the tracks could help the train stop in time so nothing bad happens. But that's just me, though. I don't know what everyone else's opinion is on that.
That's a good point. I mean, if it could cause harm to someone else, even death, then, you know, like murder, then maybe it should be punishable by death. But
you know, like hydroplaning, you know what that is, right?
Yeah. But, like, how long has that been on the books?
Long time, I believe.
Well, maybe we need to find out what the consequences could be if that happened and see if it is something that severe, and if so, then it's justifiable. We need some research. Yeah.
Okay, I just found even more interesting laws. Okay, that's stupid. Let's see. You can be stopped by the police for biking over 65 miles per hour in Connecticut. Okay. How does that make sense? I don't think that kind of makes sense at all, to be honest. But that's just kind of ridiculous.
You can be stopped
by
the police if you're going more than 65 miles an hour.
In Connecticut, yes.
If you're going 65 miles an hour, it might be a good idea for the police to stop you. Just in case.
I kind of
find
that a little
bizarre.
Maybe
you weren't intentionally going 65 miles an hour, but I mean, do they have like a safe way of stopping you? Or do they just turn their lights on?
That's a good question.
That, you know, your bike isn't out of control. I don't know. That one's kind of comical.
Yeah, I can understand that from a point of view, how some people might take that in a way where, how are you going to stop the person who's biking with the cop? So that's kind of an interesting situation. Okay, here's an interesting law from Hawaii. You're not allowed to name a child Charles. Hello? Parents have the ability to name their children whatever they want. So I kind of don't understand that one.
That is weird.
Yeah, that's a first from what I've seen.
That's like curbing your free speech, because now if you wanted to call your kid Charles every day, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Exactly. Okay, here's another weird one. In 1418, it was officially made illegal to sink the island. I don't even know where the hell they get these from.
That one's funny, too. That's hilarious.
And one of the comments said, I'd be interested in hearing how this is even possible or likely enough that a law had to be made about it. Like, why?
Well, that was some senator, or I don't know if it was a member of the House or the Senate, but he thought that if the United States military kept adding people and stuff to an island, that the island was going to sink. So people do believe in that stuff. And I guess, you know, overall things do happen, and naturally islands rise and fall. I mean, I don't know. But I really seriously know. I can't remember. Maybe Mark can remember if he's still listening, what the guy's name was. But he really thought, they thought that if the United States added so much people and buildings to an island, it would tip it over. That's what he thought it was.
Yeah. Can cyclists be fined for speeding? Okay, since Flycatch, who posted this in the chat, thank you for sending that. Let's see. Some years ago on a holiday, yada yada, came a sudden wail of a siren, pulling out quickly from the side road. A police car flashed its lights and flagged me down. Do you know how fast we're going, sir? I shrugged sweatily, Well, sir, 44 miles per hour. I'm joking, same slow. Okay, constipate. Interesting. The law of the road. The Highway Code Rule 124 is clear on keeping within speed limits, but does not mention cyclists. Archive notes on the Department of Transport Code of Conduct for Cyclists give general advice on using particularly those shared with pedestrians, suggesting if you want to cycle quickly, stay in excess of 18 miles per hour or 30 kilometers per hour, then you should be riding on the road. So going fast, then the road is the place to be. That's just weird, if you ask me. So there's a lot of different options for that.
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense. I mean, if you're going to be on a bicycle, it would be like, you know, a step under being on a moped or a motorcycle, right? So you
yeah,
still have
I'm
to abide by
moped.
The law. But
okay,
it just seems kind of crazy to compare a bike to a car, you know. But still, if you're on the
yeah,
road,
that's just weird.
You know, yeah, that is weird.
Here's a really stupid one from Colorado. Next-door neighbors may not lend each other vacuum cleaners in Colorado. What?
Oh, that's funny.
That is stupidity up its own ass. I'm sorry.
That is funny. Why would you outlaw that? Why not say sugar or milk, you know what I mean, or anything?
I could not tell you. That's just plain stupid. Pity in its own chicken hole, I guess you could say. Or was it ostrich? Either way, that's just really weird. What's your take on that one?
Well, I mean, it's never a good idea to loan people anything unless you're willing to never see it again, you know? But that should be an individual decision.
That is a fair point.
Yeah, but it should be an individual decision. Like, you know, a state shouldn't be able to tell you what you can do with your personal
can
items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Ugh. Anyway, I guess we'll be taking a break with Breaking Benjamin, I Will Not Bow. So I will see you guys in 3 minutes and 38 seconds. I'll talk to you guys after that. Ooh. Mark's online.
Lost and dead behind. Now's your chance.
Hey guys, welcome back to the next part of this episode. And I found some even more interesting laws that I have discovered on this website. Let's see. It is illegal to whistle underwater in Vermont. How is that even physically possible, first of all? I mean...
Oh, it can be done. It can be done.
I don't understand how that's possible, but okay.
It can be done, trust me. I know, I've done it.
Here's a little description to it. If someone can whistle underwater, they can probably do some pretty cool, pretty crazy stuff too, like run through walls, fly around super fast, and just generally be awesome at breaking the law of physics. Word of caution to law enforcement in Vermont, let them whistle underwater. Okay. That is weird, but interesting.
Oh, I don't know. Haven't you ever tried to talk underwater?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, I'm sure it's just as hard as that.
Yeah. Here's another really stupid one. This one's from Idaho. Snakes aren't allowed to bite people on Sundays unless it's been snowing. What in the heck of their right mind would come up with that? I swear they come up with the stupidest laws in the U.S. that you can not even think of. Okay, this is a really odd one from Illinois. In Oblong, it's against the law for a man to wear his wife's panties on Sunday unless he gets permission from the bishop before him.
What?
I am dead serious. That's a law in Illinois.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty funny.
That's funny, yet really stupid at the same time. I don't even understand where the hell they come up with this bullshit.
Right.
That is, I'm sorry, but that is just really, really weird. That is one of the weirdest laws I have ever even discovered.
Yeah,
it's illegal
strange.
To wear baggy pants in Collinsville. Perhaps the rest of the country should take the hint. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
I see it all the time. Okay. Indiana law. It's against the law to eat your own severed body parts on Friday. What? Oh my God. That's even more morbid than I can think of. What's your take on that one, Lisa?
That's weird.
I gotta agree with that.
There's no words, man.
Yeah, here's another one from Indiana. Forging checks can be punished by being publicly flogged with up to 100 lashes.
What?
Yeah, wouldn't that be under the cruel and unusual punishment part of the Constitution?
You would think. And what can they get flogged for?
Forging checks can be punished by being publicly flogged with up to 100 lashes. And this is a law in Indiana. That is just...
Weird. But this is like, okay, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about how the correctional system is supposed to promote correction of bad behavior, right? So, like, think
yes.
about it. You know, if you look at any, like, old movie about, you know, King Arthur or something like that, like, they would put your head in a stock and let people throw stuff at you for stealing or doing something silly. They didn't cut your hand off, like, some countries, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but,
which
like,
is a bit excessive,
now,
if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bit excessive. And, you know, sometimes people are poor and, you know, they just took this risk because it was just that necessary to survive, which is also sad. But, I mean, like, our correctional system now is so jacked up that they just put people in prison just to make money. You know what I mean? And so, like, you, even though this is on the books, the only persons who would capitalize on it would be the Islamic extremists who want to practice Sharia, which they don't have a problem at all.
Yeah, I agree there.
You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. That's just weird. This is a stark reminder of how barbarian we can be and how, you know, our correctional system is supposed to perform a certain good for society, but yet it's been turned into something that's become profitable for, you know, people in charge, basically.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of really cruel and unusual punishments in the world that we can't even comprehend here in the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, like, in today's world, if someone were to do something, you know, we should try to find out, well, what's causing that problem and fixing it as opposed to just immediately jumping to forced punishment, you know what I mean, like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Because basically all you're going to do is make that person and their family very mad, and you're going to make anybody in their ethnic group mad and in their religious group, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it goes.
Yeah, there's a lot of discrimination against it, which is kind of the sad thing, because there's been a lot of it these past few years that have been going on. Right?
Well, yeah, for sure. A lot. And, you know, the sad part is that, like, you know, a lot of times the people that, you know, wanted laws on the books, you know, some of them, like that one, are probably dead and gone by now. And
probably,
you know,
but you never know.
The state legislator and the United States legislators, they have so many laws, they just make more instead of getting rid of old ones, if that makes sense.
Yeah, which is really sad.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, like, or they'll have, like, you know, a bill that's really important to society right now, and it never even goes anywhere, like, you know, like, changing the immigration laws to make it easier for people or more adaptable to today's society. But instead of doing it, they just hem-haw around about it. You know, they don't do anything. But then there's, like, all these laws on the books that are just absolutely stupid. Funny. Funny to me.
Yep. I actually found some really ridiculous laws in all the states. For example, here's one from Alaska. A person cannot get drunk in a bar and remain on the premises, which kind of defeats the purpose of a bar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The statute states an intoxicated person may not knowingly enter or camp out where alcohol is sold. So maybe if you're inebriated enough, you can get away with it. That is really stupid. I'm sorry. That really defeats the purpose of a bar. I'm sorry.
Right, and that's just like, you know, the ATF says that you have to cut a person off if you see that they're, or if you feel like they can't handle the alcohol anymore. Well, if there's people that are coming into the bar that, you know, an open bar is going to attract people who can't handle it, then why are you even in the business of selling alcohol? And why are you taxing and profiting off of the alcohol that you know is destroying people's lives, you know? Like, I'm just saying, I'm playing devil's advocate, you know?
Yeah. Here's another interesting one from Connecticut. In Connecticut, letting other people copy your academic work isn't just a no-no in school. It's also illegal. The general statutes explicitly prohibit selling a term paper, essay, dissertation, etc. at any education facility supervised by the state. The punishment isn't specified, but it's probably more than detention. It's a Class D misdemeanor to sell, barter, or offer the fur of a... Where in the hell did they come up with this just now? Okay. That just came out of nowhere from what I just read.
What about the term papers, selling term papers and stuff?
Yeah, but then something with... Then something just came out of nowhere with... Oh, wait, that was Delaware. My apologies. That was a Delaware law that I just read. It's a Class B misdemeanor to sell, barter, or offer the fur of a domestic dog or cat. Okay, that's kind of messed up, if you ask me.
Well, I can see justifying selling of toilet papers. It's actually pretty lucrative. And then, you know, there's even movies about it, you know, where these guys, like, stay on campus long enough to make money off of people. And, you know, finally when their family's money run out, they leave, right? But the other thing, that's just weird. Like, that's weird.
Yeah. By the way, we have about 20 seconds left for the show.
Okay. Well, I had a good time. It was awesome.
Yeah. I did too. So I might actually make a part two or part three of this so we can discuss even more about it. You think that sounds good?
That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds great. It'll be fun.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed the show for tonight. Enjoy. Good night, everyone. Hope you have a great evening. Good night.
Good night.